The seeds of change. The landscape was beautiful, well-groomed farmland that went for miles on end. The sweet smell of gladiolas and lilacs saturated throughout the elegant garden, what seemed like hundreds of animals casually frolicking about, and best of all, an immensely large amount of family and family time. This farm seemed to be everyone's favorite place, not mine. This morning, my parents instructed me that a mandatory early morning walk must happen for all of us to enjoy the glory of the fields and the seeds that had just been planted. At 6 o'clock a.m., I was dragged out of bed for this very walk. Stepping out into the yard, I felt wet dew cling to my Crocs. My parents and I trekked a good distance into my grandparents' yard, meeting a silent field right in front of our eyes. "I don't see anything," I said in frustration, staring out into the field. All I saw was dirt. Plain, simple, and boring dirt. I stomped back inside, dew leaking through my Crocs. What a waste of my time, I thought, crawling back into bed. Though I did catch up on hours of sleep, my positive attitude never seemed to pay a visit throughout the day. One thing, a very important thing, that my grandparents' farm lacked was my friends. This family trip had caused me to miss out on a weekend at my friend's lake house, and I was not happy about it. I felt simply so distressed that I only wanted to stay inside and play with my phone, not conversing with anyone. I had hoped for a relaxed weekend with my friends, and this farm had taken that away from me. I felt enraged. My family thought this to be positively the most ignorant thing to happen to be upset about that they'd ever heard, but that didn't bother me. Don't let things you don't have get in the way of what you do have. I find this phrase drilled into my head. My mom's bothersome words had been repeated to me for what seemed to be hours on the car ride here. These 15 words found no ability to affect me. I knew how I felt, and nothing could change that. "Come outside and play with us. The four-wheeler's out," shouted my cousin Sam, interrupting my thoughts. I grumble, considering his offer. Although I would rather stay inside, I found the four-wheeler quite extraordinary. The four-wheeler itself seemed to be the single exception of the monstrosity that is being here instead of there. I could almost feel the wind drifting through my hair, the world around me passing by in a single burst, and the rush of excitement bubbling up as we race faster. My brief happiness is interrupted by Sam's cold hand grabbing my arm. In seconds, Sam is dragging me down the stairs and out the door. I don't hesitate to follow him, though he had clearly made up my mind for me. Before long, I tumble outside through the sliding glass door, and a calm breeze instantaneously brushes past my face. My bare feet sink into a freshly trimmed yard. The blades of grass tangle in my toes as Sam and I dash towards the gleaming green four-wheeler. The tires are caked in mud and leaves line the back seat. Still, it is parked under a direct beam of sunlight, causing it to appear as if the four-wheeler spoke to us. The smell of crisp chicken being grilled fills the air as I prance to my family, who are preparing tonight's dinner. I soon become encompassed with an abundance of welcoming hugs from what seems like hundreds of relatives. My grandma approaches, giving me an enormous hug. She insists that I try her new chocolate chip cookies and gestures to a table set up in the yard with a batch of freshly baked cookies resting on top. Weaving through the rest of my relatives, I snatch a gooey cookie and cram the entirety of it into my mouth. I taste the rich chocolate as the rest of the cookie melts in my mouth. I turn back and give my grandma a big thumbs up for her delicious cookie as I continue on. "Maybe this isn't so bad," I pondered. "I'm probably not missing anything anyways." After escaping this plethora of relative love, Sam and I continue to reach the adventure that lies ahead. As we near the four-wheeler, my phone buzzes anxiously in the back of my shorts. My friends had just shared a picture of them at the lake. I feel my newfound smile begin to fall into a bitter frown. My optimistic skip transitions into a trudge, like I am walking through a pit of peanut butter. I glance up disappointedly to see three excited others waiting for the trip to begin. The three delighted faces belong to my cousins Jenna and Connor, along with my older brother Brady. Sam and I dive into the back as the warm sun smacks my face. Suddenly, the four-wheeler's engine starts up. I feel a slight shaking throughout my body as we take off. The four-wheeler leaps across the yard into motion. I look to my left and see the trees blooming, smiling at me. Over the roar of the four-wheeler, I hear the soft song of a cluster of robins in the distance. My troubles melt away as if they were chocolate ice cream on a sizzling summer day. The speed of the four-wheeler increases. I feel like a meteor shooting through the sky. All of a sudden, everything stops. The brakes squeal, launching me forward into the backside of the four-wheeler. I hear a loud crash clobbering through my eardrums. Sam shoots off the side of the four-wheeler and into the nearest pine tree. I shudder. My heart feels as if it could burst through my chest, beating a mile a minute. Silence. I take a deep, sharp breath, barely filling my lungs. Sam remains entirely still. What if he's seriously hurt? Will he be okay? What would I do without him? My mind spins with hundreds of questions. I sit, frozen, unable to move. I am completely and utterly defeated. Here I was, barely 10 minutes ago, taking everything I have here for granted. I have a family that loves me and wants to spend time with me, and I ruined what I could have now by being disappointed over something I couldn't have. Don't let the things you don't have get in the way of what you do have. These words returned, bouncing around in my head. She had been right all along. Finally, my brain switches on like a light bulb. I jolt to the ground, now joining the others, and stare blankly at Sam. He lies peacefully with his eyes closed. Seconds later, I notice a slow grin form on his face. In an instant, the entire 200 acres of land is filled to the brim with bubbly laughter, and this laughter belongs to none other than Sam. He leaps to his feet, clearly not injured whatsoever. I feel my shoulders relax. A newfound feeling of relief for his well-being masks the feeling of aggravation that his little stunt had caused. We run to him, hugging him as tight as possible. I can't help but think about how thankful I am for him, my family, and this farm in this moment. The long-needed hug finally breaks. We should probably take a break from the four-wheeler for a while, says Connor, relieved. We all agree. Maybe we should slow it down a bit this time around, jokes Sam. We all laugh and climb into the four-wheeler once again. I peer up at the sunset, which seems almost as if it is a painting. The colors of red, orange, and pink blend together in perfect harmony to create something so beautiful that no picture could do it justice. The four-wheeler starts up and we glide across the grass towards the house. The sun falls into a more gentle pink as the speed of the four-wheeler gets significantly slower, evolving from a sprint to a crawl. I consider the extensive field of new life surrounding us. Seeds have just been planted for the spring, and they will harvest in the fall. These seeds will face bad days, but they will continue to grow and reach their full potential. Staring into the field, I feel as if I am one of those seeds, newly planted and ready to grow in any situation, no matter the trade-off. I hear Connor in front of me slowly turn off the four-wheeler, and the engine calms down. As we stroll into the front yard, our grandma greets us with a delicate smile. "How was the ride?" she asks. I grin. "There were some bumpy parts, but I found out that it is all smooth in the end."